Space, the final frontier.
Tune in to revealing better results on EPRN. Better yet, download the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network app at app.eprn.us. Don't forget to listen to all the shows on EPRN and tell a friend to listen in at www.eprn.us.
I believe that the liberation and salvation of the black nation must be brought about by black people gaining a thorough knowledge of self. And so I believe that that education process must be a process of two steps, inspiration and information. So I seriously give information, but black people are a people of rhythm and spirit. So I also give inspiration.
Yeah, I promise to give you what I have inside of me.
You are now tuned in to another episode of Revealing Better Results here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and this is show number 88 of Revealing Better Results. And today's show is being brought to listeners in part by Community Cuplift and Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And we actually have the founder and creator of Community Cuplift on the show with us, Mr. Jordan Little. Welcome to Revealing Better Results, Jordan. So, how are you doing today? How are things going?
Good morning, Garland. I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm proud to be here. I'm honored to be here. I'm doing well. Looking forward to bringing this innovation to the world and looking forward to giving you some information today.
Okay, great. That sounds great. Well, what made you decide to move forward with creating Community Cuplift? Explain a little bit about it.
Absolutely. So the mobile app, it came from the ideas that I had that I wanted to provide for myself as well as youth when I was a younger person that I felt was missing. And those elements range from community resource elements that we have today, resources from community service hours, of having access to financial education, self-education, networking, as well as being able to build skill in order to find employment. So with those elements, since I was younger, I wanted to create something that can build that foundation or put that into place. And at the time, you know, back in the day, as you want to say, before apps were thought of, I simply wanted to create a non-for-profit at first. But then I went a little deeper into thinking years after as to whereas it can be something I can do to help people around the world. So with that, exactly, I wanted to encompass everything and put it into one platform that anyone can go to, businesses, organizations, for-profit, non-for-profit, anybody, and they can use that resource to provide resources to other people. And that's how I came about with the Cuplift app. And I ended up putting all the ideas, all the elements that I thought were missing physically into a mobile app.
Okay. Well, how long did it take you to build it? Did you need a whole team of like 30 different engineers?
Yeah, so it did take me a while to build it. And then going forward, knowing the level that we wanted to take it to, I had to acquire a team. So I did acquire a tech team to help build it. It took about 6 months to actually get the prototype in place. And then from there, just adding on more of the feature elements, putting in more of the functionality that I saw would actually help organizations and help the people be able to build themselves simultaneously. I was able to connect with another tech team that had an even more diverse way of looking at building out and coding than from the other tech studio that I was working with. And from there, we just flourished to what we have now, and I was able to implement even more of the ideas and thoughts into that, and it was manifested. So with the one that we have now in the App Store and the one that's going to be ready to go, took about a year to develop. So with all of this coming together, if you want to put all the time together, about 2 or 3 years.
Wow. Wow, that's a real long time to stay dedicated to your organization, to your business that you're building. And what organizations or businesses support Community Coupling Lift on a regular basis, would you say?
Okay, so we do now have several partners, and we're building to create more partnerships.
Okay.
One of those partners that we have right now is an organization by the name of Ubuntu Group.
Okay.
And this group is actually a group of sorority and fraternity members. And what they will be doing is utilizing the platform as leverage, but as well as a tool for all individuals within their organizations to be able to archive their progress, to help out the community from a distance if they may have sentimental ties to places that may be in different states or different cities, but also utilizing it to show that they have been indulging in the community work, they have community hours, and then they can use that in the future to show the results or to go back on it for those who may join an organization that want to know what was done in the past.
Okay.
Outside of the Ubuntu group, we do have a connection with another group by the name of Think Outside the Block, and it's DA, Think Outside the Block. It's a gentleman named Fatal in Chicago. He's very active in the community and changing the narrative behind what's going on in the Inglewood community. He wants people to know the good of the community, so therefore his group has been willing to utilize the mobile app as well to provide that positive social change that's needed in the communities, especially in Chicago's Inglewood community.
Mm-hmm.
Another person that's willing to utilize the app with her group and partner with us is a young lady by the name of Alita Clark, a.k.a. Inglewood Barbie. She's here in Chicago doing major work. So I definitely look forward to that partnership and moving forward with her as well. And then we have some other names and other people that we're working with. But right now, there's just a few to throw out. It's kind of big here in the city of Chicago. And we're looking forward to just gaining more people, more organizations.
Wow, that's great. Wow. Well, have event bookings for your app been slow due to the pandemic? You know, people not wanting to go out?
I wouldn't say it's been slow due to that particularly. What I would say is, one, it's an introduction of new technology. Many people, when they come into contact with new technology, they're more so reluctant to utilize it. So that's an understanding. And then also being that the pandemic and COVID has been present at the moment, people are reluctant in the sense to not use because they think that by creating a project, they're required to go outside, which the point of also the app, which is COVID-proof, is for people to interact virtually. So the app does provide video uploading. The app provides, we have a chat box for social interaction, whether you participated on the project or if you're somebody that just wants to ask questions about a project, you can actually get in on the chat. So it's not required that people have to go out and participate physically. However, if they want to and they create a project that is reaching the requirements of COVID standards, so if they have a project that 9 people come out with 1 instructor to teach someone how to build a rose garden and you want to volunteer for it, feel free to do so. If you can't make it, you can watch the videos that were uploaded, or you can upload your own video to show that, hey, we made a rose garden a little bit different. Here was our steps. So
the app allows
you to participate virtually without being there, or you can send a monetary donation and you can help out that way.
Wow, that's great too. There's a whole lot of different ways where everybody can get involved and be engaged in the app. So yeah, that's
absolutely
going to be extra special. And talk about some of those new features that you're going to have available to the app and for the app in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Absolutely. So The new features that are coming, one we have, which is major, is the super volunteer. And with the super volunteer, what that does is when you download the app and create the profile, it will ask the user if you would like to be a super volunteer. What that will do is put you in a classification for people who may start a project and they don't have any volunteers at all, and they're not an organization that has volunteers ready to go. They may be someone that's seeking people to help out. So when they come in, they create a project, they might have to say, in need of volunteers. There's an option to choose that. Once that happens, that alerts the super volunteers. So the people who opted in to be someone that will be on the front line, if they're needed during a project, they will be requested. And if they can make it, they can opt in to volunteer. If not, no big deal. They can deny it, but it's no major deal. That's the point. We want to make it to where people don't feel bad about participating and people don't feel bad about reaching out for help.
Okay.
Another feature that we do have coming, as well as that, is our geolocation. So we wanted to make sure that we help host as much as we can. We want to make sure that we put in place accountability tools. So a major feature that we have also is geolocation. With geolocation, that will just help users as well as hosts be able to check into projects without having to contact the host or the host having to contact the user if necessary. Other than that, if the user wants to participate, they will go to the location. That geolocation will show that they are there. It will check them in. Now, we want to create that accountability that if people are going to go and that they're going to participate, that is a part of it that will show. But if people try to, you know, maneuver the system or anything, that just comes down to integrity. But we don't want to control anyone. We don't want anyone to feel as if they're obligated. We want this to be something that people can trust each other, rebuilding the trust in the community, rebuilding the trust in oneself. So those are two major features coming soon. Don't want to throw everything out there, but those are a few.
Okay, yeah, I like those two. It's definitely going to be useful for you and for everybody.
Absolutely.
And what are some of your benchmarks and some of your goals for Cuplift over the next few years or so?
So over the next few years, I actually want Cuplift to be at the top ranks of being an organizational tool that has not been seen or used or leveraged before, because that's indeed what it is. I see Cuplift in the next few years being able to assist communities around the globe, allowing people to get a leg in this digital race, being able to have a ends meet type of platform where if times are hard, a person can go out and earn some income as well as earn work experience, and also a networking system where they can develop a support system.
Right.
I see Cuplift being a multi-billion dollar entity, whereas that entity provide resources for everyone around the globe. And once we get to that point, I do want to make sure that I show appreciation to everyone. So Cuplift will be a platform of integrity, a platform of appreciation. And that's what I see it being in the next few years.
Okay. Wow. Wow. I can definitely see it taking off as a resource magnet in the digital space. It definitely has that potential, and that's where I see it going as well. And, well, how are you able to raise the funds that were needed in order to get the right text to create the community, to create the app?
I worked several corporate jobs, I had several corporate positions in which those positions provided me well enough to I could have just settled for that lifestyle, being behind a desk, making my salary and going home. But even before making it into my adult years, I've always had a dream to make sure that I manifest what I wanted to see in my life and be able to live my life how I wanted. And this seemed to me the right choice to go down this path. So working in those positions, I saved. I did my best to save. I did my best to sacrifice. I did my best to invest in certain areas, as well as reached out to people for help. I reached out to, first and foremost, my parents. With them being in position that they're in, it wasn't too much that they can do, but they made what they can do, they made it work, and they made a big step with me. Outside of them, though, I reached out to investors. I've done pitches. I've done campaigns. I've acquired an investor, a great gentleman. Okay. He was the former head of the Federal Reserve in Chicago. Great guy. Wow. Gave me great advice. Yeah, he's become my mentor now. So he's the one that's actually, he helped me build up to a point where now it was serious before. And then when he came aboard, it just made it feel so much better. So I would say he got 10 times more serious, but it's always been at that level of seriousness for me. But I do have an investor, and that's how I've been able to create the funds and allocate those funds as best I can without frivolously spending.
Exactly. Wow, yeah. Well, you have the right person on board with you. So, that's always a plus. That's always a winning combination right there. And well, describe an instance in this whole building process where you may have been discouraged, and you know, share a little bit about how you overcame some discouragement.
A discouragement that I face, that I believe many humans face, or many people, when we take these journeys, is the fear of numbers. I don't really battle myself with numbers simply because that is a tactic to keep a person from making a move. Mm-hmm. And over the years, I've just been developing a way to counter that fear of hearing a big number that I either am in debt to, or a big number that I must get to in order to feel some type of success. And what I've been doing is actually lessening that. I want to lessen that worry or lessen that fear, because once you put the passion into what you're doing, the numbers will speak for themselves. Right. So I want to encourage people to lessen the fear of the numbers. It's just a number, whether it's $428 billion or it's $1.99. It's a number. And people have a fear of numbers. It could be a person that has $100,000 in a bank account that doesn't want to spend $5. And it could be a person that only has $5 in a bank account that's willing to spend $10. So it's all about how you interact with the numbers and understand things, but also having responsibility and accountability.
Wow, that has been my philosophy for about 15 years now. So I'm glad you came along and said that. That is excellent.
Appreciate it.
Well, we definitely want to thank you for coming on the show today with us today and sharing with us about Community Cuplift. And, you know, I'm personally going to be interacting with you more, and you're a partner with EPRN as well. So we're going to be, you know, getting you some members over there on your app, and hopefully bringing some civics organizations that I'm aligned with, bringing them to your app. And, you know, we can start a whole fundraising process among many different organizations in our communities.
So, absolutely. Yeah,
this has definitely been a good interview. And, you know,
man,
I look forward to your success.
I appreciate it, Garland, and thank you for the time, being able to be on the show, as well as your support, any support that you bring. People can definitely find the app in the mobile app store, Apple, Google Play. You can find us on Instagram at Community Cuplift, Facebook at Community Cuplift, also the website, communitycuplift.com. But I definitely appreciate the time.
All right, no problem. And for all the listeners out there, have a great week, everyone.
Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.